The Muchsaglan Biacha, we know for sure he had brothers. For Loy Muchsaglan Bivni, we do not know they had any kids. Therefore, the Armina, we say, Malin Lashaka, why should he lie? My comment, what does he say now? Lemiftim Yibam, he wants a part of his wife. And Yibam is saying he has children. Motiroma Protana Lachabigita, if he wanted to, he could have said, I gave her a get. So therefore, that's the reason why, in a case where we know he has brothers, and he's telling us that he has children, we believe him.
Now the Gemara sounds like this. What's the machlokes? That Rebbe Sav Rebbe holds Mali Lishaka Kiedim Domi. The svar of a migu is considered very strong. It's mamish like we have Edim. So therefore, the Yossi Edim Akre Chazaka, the Edim that is telling us right now that he does have children and therefore there's no mitzvah Yibum, it's Oiker the Chazaka. So we know now for sure, we say for sure there are children here and therefore there's no mitzvah Yibum. But for, and therefore, if later b'shas misa, he wants to say no, that he's not zokuk liyibum, that's why we do not believe him. However, Rabbi Nosson Sover of Nosson says that we do believe him holds mali l'shake ki chazoka domi. That the husband has a chazoka to say that he has children, okay, if he would have said it, we would have believed him, but it's not as strong as Edim, it's only ki chazoka domi. Therefore, the svar is l'yosi chazoka b'yokri chazoka l'gamri. There can't be oika the chazoka l'gamri. Therefore, later, when he comes and tells us again that he's potter from Yibum, we talk to believe him. So it's like together, we do not know for sure before this that he was Zokuk Yibum, because it's only a Mali L'Shake, B'mokom Chazoka, so it's like 50-50. So therefore, if Bishas Misa now, he wants to come and tell us that Yishno, she's not Zokuk Yibum, therefore we would believe him. So therefore, according to Reb Nosson, he's Neman even Li'ether. In other words, because it's not like 100% for sure we knew that she was potter from the mitzvah Yibum. So true, if it wouldn't have been chayzer, we would have said he's potter because of the man l'shaker. But just now, v'shas misi v'chayzer and says he doesn't have children. That he wants to say his wife is zokuk liyibum. He's saying liyesser. Also, we would believe him because he's not going against like Edim to say that she was potter from Yibum. All right, we'll stop here. Now, Daf Samech Dalad on the base. The Mishnah says, Ha Mekadesh Ez Bito Stam. If somebody goes and marries off his daughter Stam, he doesn't say which one of his daughters he's marrying off. So the halacha is, Ein Ha Bageres Bechlal. But the Bageres, the one that's older, that's 12 and a half years old, like over 12. Not Bechlal. We'll soon explain why. Mishi Yechloi. So Rashi says, the husband, father said, I'm marrying off one of my daughters, but he doesn't explain which one. Rashi says, if he has an older daughter that's over 12 and a half, she is not bechlal the sofik, and the ain't three could get, she does not have to have a get. Why? Rashi says, because she's not in the father's rishus anymore to marry her off. When she's a begera, she's in her own rishus, therefore the father cannot marry her off. Now the Mishnah says, what about Mishi Yechloi Shtei Kite Bonus? Let's say a father that has two sets of daughters, Mishtei Nosha, for two different wives. In other words, he had two daughters from one wife, and then he had two daughters from another wife. The Omer, and the father said like this, Kidashti Ezbiti Hagadoyla. I'm marrying off my older daughter. A man came and said, I want to marry your daughter. She says, okay, I'll marry off to you, Biti Hagadela, my older daughter. Now, V'eni Yadei, we do not know which daughter did he mean. In G'dela Shav G'delas, does the father mean the oldest of the older pair? Or G'dela Shav Ketanas, or maybe he meant the older of the younger pair. Or Ketanas Shav G'delas, or maybe he even meant the younger of the older pair. Shehi gedola min hagedolus shabaktanus, because the younger of the older pair is older than the older of the younger pair. So therefore, the halacha is kula masuris. All these three daughters is bechlal the sofik, which one of them is married. Therefore, all three of them are also until they receive a get. Chutz min haktanus shabaktanus, only excluding the youngest of the younger pair. Like she for sure is not bechlal the sofik. She for sure is not married. She does not have to have a get misofik. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Like we'll see in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, a person is noches l'sveikoi.
even though it's not sure which daughter he meant, still all the three daughters are b'chal the suffix, which one is Mekadeshes. However, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kula mitaris, no, all the daughters are mutter, they're not b'chal the suffix, chutz min hagdeles sheb gdeles. Only the oldest of the older pair, she is the one that's married. And the Gemara will soon see, says that Rabbi Yossi holds a person is not noches l'sveikoi. He does not say something that has a suffix what it means. Therefore, for sure over here, when he said, I'm marrying off my oldest the older daughter, he meant the oldest of the oldest. And the rest of them are not bechlal the suffix. This is one machlekes. Then the Gemara says another case is, Kidashti es biti haktana. Let's say the father says like this, I'm marrying off my younger daughter. A chassan comes to the father and says, I want to marry one of your daughters. So the father says, okay, you can marry my younger daughter. Now again, we have a suffix. His father, he had two pairs of daughters from two different wives. Now, v'yeni yodei, we do not know, in k'tana sheb k'tanas, does the father mean the younger of the younger pair? Or k'tana sheb g'deles? Or else maybe means the younger of the older pair? Or g'deles sheb k'tanas? Or else maybe means the older of the younger pair? She ketana min haktana sheb gedeles, which she is a younger one than even the younger of the older pair. So therefore, these three daughters are kulam asuras. They're all b'chlal the suffix, which one the father really meant. And we said they're all asuras. Chutz min hagdeilo sheb gedeles. The only one that's not b'chlal the suffix is the gedeles sheb gedeles, is the oldest daughter. She b'chlal is not called the ketana. Again, Dubri Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita again, that we say, when he says the younger one, all these three are b'chlal the suffix, and a person goes down to a suffix, so we're not sure exactly which one the father meant. Rabbi Yossi says again, no, kulam mutaris, all the daughters are mutar, they're for sure not married, they do not need a get. Chutz min haktanas shebektanas, only the younger of the youngest pair, the ketanas shebektanas, she is the one that's married. Again, Rabbi Yossi holds a person of not noches l'sveiko, so when he says something, he only says something that for sure we understand what he means. If we have a doubt what he meant or not, he does not say it. So therefore over here, when he says, I'm marrying off my younger daughter, he meant to say the youngest that he has. And that's the younger of the youngest pair. Now the Gemara says, Hoktanois bichlal. But our kolpon mismaster from the ratio, the first part of the Mishnah was, if somebody marries off his daughter, sein ha begeris bichlal. So begeris, the older daughter that's over 12 and a half, she is not bichlal the suffix. The Gemara's medani koktana is bichlal. But mashma, if he has a few younger daughters that are not 12 and a half, not a begeris, they're all bichlal the suffix, which one is married? So if so, shamet minok, now Mishnah, we should have a proof that kiddushin, shein, mesurim, labia, have a kiddushin. A kiddushin that even though you won't be able to live with your wife, like over here, you're marrying one of the two daughters. We do not know which one. So you can't live with any one of these daughters because maybe it's your wife's sister. And still, the Mishnah says she is Mekadeshes. So it should be a kasha on Rova like we had before that it said it's not called a kiddushin. Simora says, Hocha b'mayaskinon kishen shon ela gedeilu katana. That the first case of the Mishnah is the father only had two daughters, a gedola or begeris, and a katana, younger one. So the Mishnah says the gedola, the begeris, is not married, but rather only the younger one is married. Simora says, for ho begeris katoni, loshin rabbi, mashma few. Simora says, no, my begeris the yalma. It's just a general loshin of saying that the older one means like, of all people, all types of men, when they have their older daughter, they're not in the chal the suffix. Sumori is the kasha. Boygeris, Maya did a tie, like what do we have to say it for? Pshita. Of course the Bageris is not. Mur says Pshita Bageris, Maya did a tie, like Pshita, the Bageris is not married. Like the father can't marry off his older daughter when she's a Bageris, after she's 12 and a half. Sumori says, Hocha b'maya skinny. You know what we're talking about, our Mishnah? The Shavi say Shliach. We're talking about now that the Bageris, the daughter, appointed her father to be a shliach for her to marry her off. So therefore now the father really could accept kedushin for her. So therefore, mild to tame, I would have thought to say, ki mekabel kedusha, if the father now accepts kedushin from a man, from a chosin, adaita didoko mekabel, maybe the father is accepting the kedushin for her, and maybe the bageris is the one that's married. Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah comes to teach. It's not like this, that what the svar is, loishovek inish midi di isleha nomine, a person does not leave over something that he himself has enjoyment from, the yoved midi di lesleha nomine, and to do something that he does not have enjoyment from it. In other words, if he marries off his younger daughter, so then the kesef of the Kedushin goes to the father. But if he's marrying off his older daughter, even though she appointed him to be the shliach, but the money would go to the daughter, not to the father. So therefore, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that when the father accepts the Kedusha now, for sure he's accepting it for his younger daughter. So Gemara says, why? Milo Yaskinen, can't we be talking about the Omro Lei, that the older, the Bageris, tells the father, says to him, Kedusha Lecho, that listen, I'm appointing you to be a Shliach to marry me, and also I'll even let you keep the Kedusha. So if that would be the case, the father's having enjoyment no matter which daughter he marries off. So why does the Mishnah say so clearly that the older one is not married, only the Katana? So Mara says, yes, still there's a Svara. Afilohoch, even so, still the Svara is that Loishovik Inish Mitzvah the Romiolei, a father does not leave over the Mitzvah that's upon him. In other words, he has a Mitzvah to marry off his daughter. When she's a Katana or a Nara, that she's in his possession. After she becomes a Bagera, she's not in his Rishus anymore. But when your daughter is still in your Rishus, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her off. So that's the Chiddush, that still we say the father would rather do the mitzvah that's upon him, and other the Ovid mitzvah the Loi Ramulei, and not to do the mitzvah that's not upon him. In other words, if he accepts this Kedushin for his Bagera, the older daughter, so true, he's a Shliach for the older daughter, but the mitzvah is upon the older daughter. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that the father would rather accept the Kedushin for his younger daughter, because then it's his mitzvah. So, Ovid Inish, mitzvah, the Romulei, more than doing the mitzvah that's not Romulei. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, Mi Shiyesh Loi Shtei Kitei Bonus. Again, the case where his father has two sets of daughters from two different wives. And it says two cases in the Mishnah. So Mara says, Utsricha. I need both cases in the Mishnah. That what the Machloikas from Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, whether the father said the older one, or whether the father said the younger one. Di Yashmin and Kamaisav, I don't want to hear the first case. The first case where the father said, Ki Dashti es Biti Hagadoylo, Bahach Kama Rabbi Meir. Over here, Rabbi Meir says, we have a doubt which one of the older three daughters he meant, Kirchi von di Ikazuti Minei, since there's a younger girl, the youngest of the youngest, lahach gedoyla korilo. If anyone older than the youngest one could be included in the word gedoyla, because it's like a shvach, it's a praise, to call her an older daughter. Avo b'ho, but in the safe, in the last case, where he says the katana, the younger one, eima moidele Rabbi Yossi, maybe there Rav Meir would also agree to Rabbi Yossi, the katana lahach katana de kula korilo. Then when the father says, I'm going to marry off my younger daughter, for sure maybe the father only meant the youngest of the youngest. Because anyone that's older than that, it's not so nice to call her the younger girl. It's not a shvach to call her the younger. So maybe when he says the younger, for sure he means the youngest of the youngest. So that's why I need the machlekes, even in the sefer, even in the case of the katana, also Rabbi Meir still says, all three of them is the klal besofik. Now, if we would have only learned in the Sefer, in the case where the father says, I'm marrying off my Bita Katana, I would have thought to say, Baha Kama Reb Yossi. Maybe only over there by Katana does Reb Yossi say that only the youngest one is in the Sefer is married and not the other ones. Abu Bahach, but in the Resha, where the father says, my older daughter, Eima Moidele Rabbi Meir, maybe there he would agree to Rabbi Meir that you know what Gedola means. Maybe Gedola means any one of the older three ones, because it's a shemach, it's something nice to call her an older one. So maybe either the oldest of the oldest, or else the second of the older pair, which is called older than the younger, or else the older of the younger pair is all b'chal the sofik, tzricha. That's why still I need the chiddush there also. Rabbi Yossi says no. When the father says the oldest, the older, for sure he means one that's not b'chal the sofik, he means the oldest of the oldest. Gemara says now, Lameimer, you want to tell me, to Rabbi Meir's svar is that Mochis Inish Nafshalis Sveka, a person says something that even though it's not for sure what he means, it's a suffix, it's a doubt what he means, still a person says it, and that's what he means. Like here, when the father says, I'm marrying off my younger daughter, we do not know for sure which daughter he meant. Or when he says, my older daughter, we do not know which one. And Reb Yossi Sava, what's Reb Yossi Svara? Just the opposite. That loy machis inish lisveka. A person does not say something that's a doubt what he means. Sumar says, v'ipcha shaminulu. We heard, we learned just the opposite. The Tanan, we learned like this, the Gemara in the Dorim. Hanoi der ada Pesach. If somebody makes an Issa Neder, he can't eat something until Pesach. So when he says Lashon Ad HaPesach, until how long is this Neder? Is Achi Yagia, for sure it's only Yos until the first day, the first second of Pesach. As soon as it starts Pesach, right away the Neder ends, he's allowed to enjoy himself. What about if the person says Achi Yehei Pesach, until Pesach should be? Then Osir Achi Yetzi. And everybody agrees he's also even throughout the whole Pesach. He's only Mutter to after Pesach. What about if he says Ad Penei Pesach? I'm also, I can't go to the store until the face of Pesach. What does Penei Pesach mean? What does the face of the Yontav of Pesach mean? So Rabbi Meir says, Osir Achi Yegia. He's also only until the beginning of Pesach, but as soon as Pesach becomes, right away the Neder falls away, he's Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Achi Yetze. No, we have a doubt. What does the word Penei Pesach mean? Maybe every single day is called the face of the next day of Pesach. So he's also until Pesach leaves, until the end of Pesach. So you see just the opposite. That according to Rabbi Yossi, min ha-sofik, all the days of Pesach is also. So when you said something, maybe it means a sofik. Maybe each day of Pesach is still called Penei HaPesach. So that's why we say min ha-sofik, all the days of Pesach are still also for you. So you see here as far as just the opposite. The Rabbi Meir says, no, for sure we only meant till the beginning of Pesach, because afterwards is a suffix, a person does not mean something that has a doubtful meaning. And according to Rabbi Yossi, we say, yes, the person means something that has a doubtful meaning, and therefore he's usher until the end of Pesach. So it's a stira. So first the Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Chanina Barav Dimi. Omer Rav, Muchlefes HaShita, you have to change around the Shita here. And Votanya, I'll bring you a proof like this, that it says, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal. Anytime there's a Zaman Kvua, like you say until Pesach, you say, I want to become Osir, up until Pesach. V'yomer ad Pnei, and he says, until the face of it, Rabbi Meir Oimer ad Sheyetzin. You see, clearly this is a proof that we change around the Gersis, that Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Minasothik, every day of Pesach is Osir, and it's only Mutter until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, ad Sheyegia, until it comes the beginning of it. Because since afterwards is a suffix, what you meant, a person does not say something that has a suffix meaning. Therefore, you only mean the beginning of Pesach and not further. So this is a proof the way we change around the Girsas, the way we say like in our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Meir, a person would say something even though it has a doubt what it means. And according to Rabbi Yossi, no, when a person says something, he only says something that is no doubt, is clearly what it means. Now the Gemara says, Omar Abaya says, Machlikis, the Machlikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, Bishtei Kitei Bonis, only when there are two different pairs of daughters, like we learned from two different wives. Avol Bekas Achat, let's say from one wife he has three daughters, so Divrei Hakodeh, everybody agrees that when the father says, I'll marry you off my Gedolah Mamish, for sure he means the oldest daughter. Kitan, if he says, I'll marry off my younger daughter, Mamish, he means for sure the youngest daughter, the younger of the three. Tzoyis bishmo korilo, because the middle daughter, he calls her by her name. If they're all three from one wife, so therefore for sure the oldest is the oldest, the youngest is the oldest, and the middle, he doesn't call a gdola, doesn't call a kitan, he calls her by her name. So even according to Rabbi Meir, we would know for sure which one he married off. Oh, Malay Rav Ada Bar Masna Labaya. So Rav Bar Masna asked the question to Abaya. Ella.